And again, the BSU Beavers tonight, winners here at the Sanford Center. The head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us right now. Coach, congratulations. What an incredible, fun, entertaining game here tonight at home for your seniors.
Yeah, that was something else. I just told the group, I've been coaching over 40 years, and I've never seen anything like it. So, just really proud of our group for battling. Obviously, they're an outstanding team, and I respect the move that she made. She's trying to win a championship, and the only way they do is if they get all 3 points. And if it goes to overtime, they're not getting 3 points. The most they can get is two. And so, again, I respect her move, and it worked out for us. I'm not sure how the puck didn't go in on our end. You know, Kerrigan somehow flicked it out, and then Paige scoops it and fires it the length of the ice, and it goes in. So, wow, that was something.
It was definitely something. I watched the replay a couple of times to my left because I've got the review booth, and Kerrigan Dowie, it's probably the biggest save of her career. That puck never crossed the goal line. It just on the edge of it. What an incredible play by her, but 51 saves tonight by her. She was just on fire. Of course, it's her night, celebrating your 5th years. What a great way to finish up a career here at Bemidji State, but the season's still young.
Yeah, it was just fitting, no question. And, that's the type of team that Ohio State is. We knew that. They're going to throw a lot of pucks on the net, and they did. It wasn't like it was a whole slew of grade A's, but, that's the type of team they are. But she made some real big saves for us at the right times, obviously, and once it got down there, you could just tell they were pressing and pressing, and they had a lot of stuff in close to the net, and she stayed with it, made the save. So that was big.
Well, you go back to that first period, that power play goal they score in the final seconds. What did you tell your team in that intermission? Obviously, you're down 1-0 at that point.
Yeah, we just said we just keep the game simple. We talked about just getting the puck below the goal line and starting our offense from below the goal line, and just doing a little better job managing the puck. I thought we needed to make stronger plays coming out. I thought we were a little too many weak plays. We needed to be stronger on our stick. But we said otherwise we like the way we're playing. We're doing a good job in terms of our gaps, and everybody's working hard. So that was pretty much it. Just try to simplify the game, and that's kind of the way we did it. We got pucks to the net. We got a greasy goal, which was huge, and Kerrigan made some big saves, and our penalty kill was outstanding.
Fun game. Those final moments, though, what were you thinking when it went to review and after Paige had already thrown it at that empty net? Are you thinking, oh, no, this is going to turn? I mean, what goes through your mind?
Yeah, no, I was watching the clock, and I saw it go in, and there was still time on the clock. So I was pretty confident that I was just trying to tell the team there's going to be a face-off, and of course, that went in one ear, out the other, so they were all celebrating. But it was fun, though. It was just for Kerrigan to do what she did and for Paige to get that goal, it's very fitting.
How much does this momentum help you guys? I mean, you're only 2 weeks out from the playoffs. You've got to get past the Buckeyes again tomorrow. How do you keep that going, keep it rolling?
We'll enjoy this for a few hours, but we got to come back tomorrow because obviously that's going to be a very motivated team we're going to play, and we got to be ready for them. But we got an opportunity to I think I heard you say Mankato lost, so
yes.
we're tied in the win column, and we're a point back, so an opportunity to maybe leapfrog them. So we'll see.
Coach, congratulations again! What a fun night of hockey here at the Sanford Center.
Thanks,
some rest.
Kelly, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Head Coach Jim Scanlon, joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications post game show.